Nolte, Coca-Cola banned from Georgia GOP offices for intentionally misleading citizens. By John Nolte on April 5, 2021. The Georgia Republican Party is booting Coca-Cola from state legislative offices after the soda giant deliberately misled the public about Georgia's new voter integrity law. In a letter sent directly to Koch's woke Gestapo, the Georgia State House of Representatives said in part, "Given Koch's choice to cave to the pressure of an out-of-control cancel culture, we respectfully request all Coca-Cola Company products be removed from our office suite immediately. Should Koch choose to read the bill, share its true intentions and accept their role in the dissemination of mistruths, we would welcome a conversation to rebuild a working relationship. We have the responsibility to all of Georgia to not engage in those misguided intentions nor continue to support corporations who choose to." Given Koch's choice to cave to the pressure of an out-of-control cancel culture, we respectfully request all Coca-Cola Company products be removed from our office suite immediately. If you recall, last week, after Georgia passed a law that expanded voting access and voter integrity, a law that is still not as tough as the laws in his fraudulent and see Joe Biden's Democrat-run home state of Delaware, the woke Gestapo at Koch freaked out with a press release full of lies condemning the law. To begin with, Koch's woke Gestapo attacked the bill as racist over its photo ID provisions, a provision popular with 70% of the American people, including Black Americans. What was especially notable about this is that you cannot gain entry to a Coca-Cola shareholders meeting without a photo ID. Oh, and Coke does business with China and has said nothing about the communist country's concentration camps or its persecution of Muslims. Leading the attack against voter integrity is his fraudulency Joe Biden, who described the new law as Jim Crow and has so far told at least three lies about the bill. He said it restricts absentee voting, lie. That it outlaws giving people in line water, lie. That it decreases the number of hours polling places are open, lie. Right-leaning people like myself are genetically opposed to collective action such as boycotts and the like. But what we have here is the fascist left using our own principles against us. If we don't consider things like boycotts, how else are we going to fight back against fascist corporations like Coke? Not to mention big tech, that are circumventing the Constitution to strip us of our rights by way of their vast corporate power. I'm open to suggestions. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.